The time for me has come to confess.
It smells. Everywhere smells of corpses, of rotting flesh. It's unclear if the smell comes from this room or has seeped in from outside. The smell seeps into my body, into my breath, into this story. There are many corpses. I do not know who died first. There is no accurate timeline, because some of the deceased have not died yet, or others were born out of their death, confusing the timeline. Between the births of my older brother and myself, my mother, who lives and has died in many ways through her life, gave birth to a dead body, a miscarriage. She believed to be female. She sometimes said to me after I was born, God took away my little girl, but gave me you instead. I was born into my dead sister's name, Ter, spelled in the feminine Spanish, T-E-R-R-E. This was my first death. My boyhood body being murdered by a name that was neuter at least, if not outrightly feminine. The interpretation of the neuter falls towards the feminine as non-male. In the same sense, interraciality falls towards the black as non-white, like Tiger Woods being named the world-famous black golfer, but only through the quiet murders of his Asianness and whiteness. So I suffered a quiet murder of my maleness. I did not understand why, but that death seems important to my birth as transgendered. The image of transgendered murderer is ingrained in Western culture, the transvestite of silence of the lambs. I am predestined to kill. There has never been any doubt about that in my parents' mind. Serious suicide is my greatest crime. Reinvention of my body, my identity is my greatest crime as a serial murderer. I am my greatest victim. But to be sure, there are other victims I have killed or am killing. One of them is Lawrence, but she can tell the story. I wish to tell my story, which is not a story of myself, but a story of myself. My parents, who are still alive but have both died in many ways through their lives, are Catholics. My father was a Dominican brother for almost 20 years prior to marrying my mother, who spent her impoverished childhood being cared for by nuns. My father was murdered endlessly by the male clergy of the church, not only philosophically but physically, through abuses and mutilations. My mother, on the other hand, was revived endlessly by the female clergy of the church from the literary murderous abuses of her father. Perhaps this is why they both agree and were complicit in murdering the male in me. But that would not explain my male brothers, who were not murdered, but have both died in many ways through their lives in any case. My dead sister, the one killed by birth, is the focus of my story, although I should mention I have another younger sister who is adopted and not born at all, with no exact birthday or age or time of birth, and therefore no precise age or time of death when she is finally murdered for the last time. As you can see, women are not born into the Temeritz family, unless they are born into murder like my first sister, who was indeed born but dead. I thought I was born into murder, born into the murder of my maleness, but in the spring of 2002, I found out that I was also not born, thinking of my sister. This makes sense, because my transgenderism in a way makes my birth neuter, which, as I said before, falls towards a female, and the women are not born into the Temeritz family. But no, I am not born. In the spring of 2002, while visiting my parents' house, which smells like decaying bodies, I came across a box I was not supposed to find, a box my parents had thought they murdered, but I had exhumed. This box contained the secret of my birth, that I was in fact born of tissues regenerated from my older sister's dead fetal tissue. No, you are right to be surprised. It made no sense to me either, and it had been hard for me to understand as well, because the records are exhumed and fragmented like my mother and father themselves, incomplete and decayed. I do not mean I am a clone, but I am not exactly unlike a clone. We know there was not today's genetic engineering technology, but there were the roots of it, and I grew from that root. My sister's root, she was my father, the tissue from which I was modified and conjoined with the newly impregnated egg of my mother. That was my first mother, the killing of the impregnated egg, and I was born. I'm murdering my sister, or in fact murdering the notion of her death, through my birth. That was my second mother, in being born, to murder my sister's death, which was also my first suicide since I was genetically developed from her. Do you see what I'm saying? It's all very complicated, I know, and it's difficult to talk about, because nobody is willing to believe what I have discovered, that is the perfect crime of it all. that the story itself is so unbelievable, it murders its own truth, despite my body and voice being the material testimony of its accuracy. This is the smell of this, and the murder and suicide that plagues my breath, my words, my actions. This is the result of active disappearance as the strategy laid out by my parents. Murder and death, and suicide and the smell of decay from both. You can hear the smell of my voice, can't you? This is the smell of my revenge.
Security, we have a murder on stage 3.
Say what?
Murder, Charlie. I think I got a hold of the killer.